This podcast is brought to you by our new Buy American Support America t-shirt, available now at howiecarshow.com. Click store. A portion of the proceeds go to Help ER Eats. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Yesterday, you had the president talking about how great it is that disinfectant can kill these things, and maybe we can get a shot for that.
You know you're a fake. You know that. Your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake.
I mean, there's people who are listening, obviously, to the President of the United States and take what he says very seriously. Are you concerned at all from a medical standpoint of somebody injecting themselves with a disinfectant?
That's why CNN is not trusted anymore. They are fake news. Remember that.
The president is asking people to inject Lysol into their lungs.
Nancy Pelosi's been, she's very nasty.
Yesterday, we seemed to have a quack medicine salesman on television.
Try and Chuck Schumer. You know, I used to be a big contributor to you. He used to kiss my ass, Chuck Schumer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What actually happened is this.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets in the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with.
So how do you injection? You're talking about almost a cleaning sterilization of an area.
Right.
Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work.
So that's it. That's all I have. I'm just here to present talent. I'm here to present ideas.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
It took a colorblind, genderblind, state line blind virus to sort of have all of the president's sins from his first 3 years catch up with him.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I'm just going to reiterate for I don't know how many, the upteenth time, I'm not going to sign any bill that takes authority away from me. The powers of the executive office are incredibly important.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
She sounds like Kim Jong-un. He's not going to give up any of his powers either. And by the way, he's apparently still alive. That was more fake news from CNN, I guess. 844-500-4242. So this is a different kind of press briefing today. The president apparently has had it up to here with the very fake news, whether it's CNN or the Washington Post or whoever. And so do we have the cut. It happened just a few moments ago while we were in the top of the hour news break.
And I truly do believe the day will soon come when we will heal our land and we'll be able to reopen America and put this great nation back to work. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Mr. President.
And that's it. He didn't even, you know what Billy Bulger used to say to me when he'd walk away? Observe my back. He didn't even say that to him, did he? Did he give him the finger or anything like that, Taylor?
Not that I could say, no.
Apparently there was other, you know.
I mean, when you walk out without saying anything, aren't you really giving the finger without giving the finger?
Yeah. No, I was just wondering if he made any gestures or anything like that. But I don't blame him for being fed up. Does anyone blame him for being fed up?
Well, Howie, it's interesting because as much as the press hates him, they love these press conferences. This is their bread and butter. So in my mind, this is Trump's way of saying, I can giveth and I can taketh away. If you guys want to do this every single day. He doesn't, like Taylor said this during the break, he doesn't need to do these every single day. It's a favor for them that they're getting all this audio and asking all these questions. So if they want to treat him like dirt, he can walk away.
Yeah. No, I don't blame him. 919 says, poor media, it's like the president became the soup Nazi. No questions for you. That's a good That's a good way to put it. I was thinking about that guy, Phil Rucker from the Washington Post that he was screaming at. We've got some cuts. We'll play it as we go along here in this hour. But I was thinking about him. All these people in the White House press corps, I don't think any of them have ever broken any stories or, you know, they don't have any sources. They just repeat what they hear, and their stories begin. A tweet went viral yesterday, you know. But Phil Rucker, I mean, you know, you go for your next job and they say, what did you do? And he said, I got yelled at by the president. He called me fake news. Jim Acosta goes for his next job. What's your qualifications for the job, Jim? He called me very fake news.
Howie, Yamiche can say, he berated me at the press conference, and then hashtag we love Yamiche started trending on Twitter all night.
Yes. And then I got to go on some NPR show, and I said, we all have each other's backs. They don't have any sources. They haven't broken any news, any real news, maybe some fake Russian collusion BS, but no real news. But they have each other's backs, and they're all in it together. They're all out to get Orange Man bad. Okay.
Howie, anyway, you know what the new thing's going to be? Trump's scared to take questions from the media. What is he afraid of? Is this the end of Donald Trump?
Yeah, what do you think? Should he walk out? I think it's a good move. I you know, they're not treating him fairly, you know?
It's absolutely a good move because it's Friday night too. So if he pours fire on this, it could last all weekend. But if he just rides it out, I mean, he shouldn't have tried to play doctor during the press conference. But if he rides it out, this thing's over by Monday. There's a new news cycle. I think it's actually a brilliant play.
They're not on the level. I knew what he was talking about. He didn't say he wanted them to inject Lysol. What is Nancy Pelosi? Who's she kidding? Marie Antoinette Pelosi. Bleep her. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Bruce Poliquin is with us. He's the former congressman from the great state of Maine, the 2nd District. He should still be the congressman. He got more votes than the Democrat who ousted him. But because of the abomination of ranked choice voting, he lost the seat. And now he's trying to do something about that. Bruce, what's going on with your campaign to rid vacation land of ranked choice voting?
I'll tell you who's scared. The folks up here that want ranked voting, you won't believe this. We have collected already tens and tens and thousands of signatures. We got 2 months left to go. We got a lot of ways to go, but we're working our fanny off under these circumstances. And the folks that want to stop us filed a lawsuit in Kennebec County up here in Maine saying, or rather directing or requesting the Secretary of State not to accept the signatures that we're going to turn in once we get to 65,000. It's unbelievable. They said,
why?
It has no merit. They said we are not following the timetable as delineated in the Constitution, which is ridiculous. We have it in writing, Howie, from the Secretary of State around the first of the year saying, yep, green light, go ahead, here's the timetable, good luck. So we are marching ahead, and these people are scared to death. We're going to stop this thing before it scams Trump in November.
How will it scam Trump?
Well, last year, very quietly, the Democrat governor up here, who's quite far out, and her Democrat majority passed a law, Howie, very quietly. It really wasn't covered much with the press, and it says we are now going to use ranked choice voting for the presidential election this November. And their target, of course, is Trump. They're trying to rip off Trump. So we're collecting signatures as a people's veto to override that existing law. And now they're suing the state of Maine, trying to stop the signatures from being accepted when we turn them in.
Who are the people that are suing?
There are three individuals and then this organization called the Committee for Ranked Choice Voting. It's funded by...
Yeah, that's the question. Where's the money coming from?
Yeah, a guy by the name of John Arnold, who's a billionaire from Texas, who's a former executive at Enron. He made his
Texas
money at Enron before they went belly up. Yeah. Well, I'm sure...
what does he care?
Bloomberg and all these other guys are involved. Yeah, well, What they care is they're trying to roll this thing out now to 14 other states, including Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know, I know. I've run into their signature gatherers at the dump, Bruce. I told you that last fall. Yeah.
Well, you know, the dump on Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning is the biggest place to be up here in Maine. You know that. You go up here. But in any event, they're scared to death we're going to get these signatures because it would be a national story. First place in the nation to stop ranked choice voting for a federal election. In this case, the President of the United States.
Well, so what can people do? You need more signatures for one thing, right? So where do people go to give you their signatures?
Go to repealrankedchoice.com. Repealrankedchoice.com. They can sign up, get a petition online. They can also get the paperwork to collect other signatures. We've got to push ahead. We've got to get these remaining signatures. And if folks want to donate, that's great too, because it costs money to to collect these things, and get this over the transom. We've got over the hump. We've got to stop this before it rips off Trump.
Okay. How many more signatures do you need?
You know, I don't know, but we've got tens and tens of thousands, but we got a ways to go. Are we going to get there? We'll get there if we can get everybody chipping in, everybody collecting signatures and signing them themselves. We're going to get there, but it's going to be close.
Okay, so give us the web address one more time, Bruce.
RepealRankedChoice.com. RepealRank, RANKED, choice.com. Go sign the petition. Help them stop this total fraud, this total ripoff, this confusing ranked voting that they're trying to use against Trump this fall.
Okay, great. Thanks. We'll keep abreast of this and call us back in a couple of weeks and we'll give you another let you get another plug. And good luck on the court case too. Thank you, Bruce. 844-500-4242. I guess the president already had two Q&As today. I heard at least one of them. I didn't know he'd done two Q&As. He signed the extra half a trillion that's going out.
Well, he shut that one down pretty quick too, because people were asking him about his comments earlier. We can play him coming up.
Okay, we'll play him when we're coming out. We'll take some calls here. We haven't taken many calls today. We'll take a lot of calls in the next couple of segments. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or family's music or podcasts or whatever, and Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Britt Hume said the lockdowns could be a, quote, colossal public policy calamity. Do you agree?
Yes.
7% say they don't agree.
All right. Okay. They're doing the grocery deliveries. It's boom time. That's one of the very few fields that's flourishing in this pandemic, so-called. Do you have the original cut of him talking about the injection or whatever it was? I mean, they really have blown it all out of proportion. Can you play the original cut, Taylor?
So I ask Bill a question that probably some of you are thinking of if you're totally into that world, which I find to be very interesting. So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way, And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks to click.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
He's not a physician. He doesn't know the terminology. You know, you talk to a doctor for more than a couple of minutes, and the doctor usually says something that I personally, me as a layman, I don't know what the word or the terminology means. And so Trump was just, you know, looking for a word, and he used injection. And so they're just jumping all over it. I don't blame him for being PO'd, actually. He claimed he was being sarcastic, which he wasn't. But we'll take some calls on this, and we'll play some of his earlier comments today about it at the bill signing. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Hi, Howie. Listen, I listened to that thing so many times. He's brainstorming. He has no reason to be sarcastic or apologize. And, you know, it's a really sad story that every time he tries to come up with an innovative idea and relies on experts to carry it through, the idiots at the White House press corps jump on it. And before you cut me off, Howie, one last thing. I called you once before about this. Have you ever considered the idea of going into the White House press corps operation?
No. God, that would be the worst. I can't imagine being with those jackals. That would be like going back to kindergarten, you know, where they're not even where they. I don't. How many of them are even potty trained? You know, it's not even kindergarten. It's nursery school. Ugh. And now they're all going. I'm sure they're all going crazy, and they're all tweeting out. Grace, give me some of the tweets of the people. He wouldn't talk to us today. He's afraid of us. You know. Oh, geez. No, I don't. I have no interest in that.
It's like you keep saying, Howie. A lot of these people have never even covered a fire, and I'm sure when they got out of the press conference yesterday, they couldn't wait to write up that Trump was suggesting that people ingest household cleaning materials. And I looked back at this quote, I listened to it, and I was like, you know, it could be interpreted a few different ways. If I were just a beat reporter, I'd be calling the representative or whoever made this comment and asking for clarification before I put anything to paper.
Right. And, I mean, you do get injections. I think we all know that. You know, that we had the woman on from MD Drip earlier this week about the IVs. I mean, I get IVs all the time. I mean, but I'm not getting an IV for Lysol. I mean, and what did Nancy Pelosi say? Lysol into your throat? What does she think? It's like a Botox thing? And I don't think she gets Botox in her throat. Maybe she does. Maybe she's got a turkey neck or used to have one. I don't know. But what's she talking about? Lysol? Give me a break. We'll take more of your calls when we come back, and we'll play some more of the cuts from earlier today with the president. 844-500-4242. Did he make the right move by walking out tonight? I think he did. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 917 says they never cut this guy any slack. Can you imagine any of them fixing his mistake like Stephanopoulos did for Obama when he said he was a Muslim? Yeah, I mean, how often do you confuse what your religion is? Especially if it's not just, you know, you're raised as a Christian, any kind of Christian, and you suddenly say by mistake you're a Muslim? How likely is that to happen? But Steffi corrected him. Did they do that for him? The Limerick guy says, if anything needs an injection of Lysol, it's the podium in the House of Representatives where Nancy Pelosi you know, you saw what she did. She took her finger and wiped some snot off her nose and then rubbed it on the podium. Can you imagine how many cooties there are on that podium? Ugh. Oof. 844-500-4242. This is a... if Obama was up there spitballing, they'd be fainting in the aisles as they extolled his imaginative approach to something nobody understood. Exactly. Exactly. They let him get away with murder. No one said anything when he called a corpsman a corpse man. Or he called an... I don't want to go through all of them again. 844-500-4242. Just a couple more things on these new Friday night drops in the deep state Spygate scandal. Sidney Powell, she's the new attorney for Michael Flynn, the general who's convicted. We've had her on the show before. She filed today, she tweeted out, this afternoon, the government produced to Mr. Flynn stunning Brady evidence. That's, you know, they have to produce that proves Mr. Flynn's allegations of having been deliberately set up and framed by corrupt agents at the top of the FBI. And apparently this all this new evidence, and the government has advised there is more to come that proves that the crimes were committed by FBI and then the prosecutors. Wouldn't be the first time that's happened. You could ask Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, but he's dead. And he lost his seat because they framed him. They frame Republicans. And in the case of Flynn, a Democrat who works for a Republican. 844-500-4242. So this is from one of these reporters. VP was barely done talking when the president turned and walked out of the briefing room. He didn't take a single question. So then they're responding to him. Coward. He's afraid. Keep up the good work. Another one. He's close to breaking. And then someone else says, because most are not valid questions, but political statements and negative propaganda. That's more like it. Yes, exactly. Here's another lefty. He must know, even in his demented state, how much he bleeped up yesterday. These people are absurd. 844. It's predictable, though, isn't it? Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Joe here from Santa Barbara. Today we have a great thing in the paper. It's in regards to this closure of the state and what's going on. And it's the they do a daily progress of the people infected and in the hospital because of the Corona-19.
Yeah.
Now Santa Barbara County has 465,000 people.
Yeah.
There are 10 cities. Two unincorporated areas, 465K.
Yeah.
Zero deaths. There are 13 people in the hospital confirmed with cases of this virus. They have 39 in the hospital, 13 with intensive care. And yet we're completely shut down. And what exacerbates it mystifies me, that's the word, is nobody says anything. They go along with it. Now, I'm a senior citizen, and this just grates me, Howie.
I don't blame you. Hey, look, I read this earlier in the day. I'm down in Palm Beach right now, you know. But here's the lead story in the local paper, the Palm Beach Daily News, this morning. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Palm Beach has remained unchanged in the past 2 weeks. First of all, that's a terrible lead. The reality is there have been no new cases in the town for 2 weeks. And I'm in the same position you are, Joe. The town, every store, every restaurant, every park, every beach, every golf course, every public pool, they're all shut down. And nobody has come down with it for 2 weeks. There's a curfew at 9 o'clock. You think they'd be putting off fireworks tonight, saying this is the end of the curfew. Everything opens up. But they're not going to do that, are they, Joe, either in Santa Barbara or in Palm Beach?
You can't even go to the hospital, Howie, for elective surgeries or conditions.
Yeah.
It's closed down.
There are a few states in the middle of the country that aren't closed down, but on the coast, most everything is shut down. And so they asked the town manager what the hell's going on, and he's basically saying, oh, it can't be true that nobody's sick. He blames it on an early lack of testing and data processing failures. And he says, quote, stats and numbers could be misleading. Nobody's sick. How can that be misleading? You know, I understand your frustrations, Joe. Don't you think everybody is pretty damn frustrated across the country?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a guy of the 60s and the 70s when there was nothing but demonstrations. And you had Hanoi Jane and the whole ball of wax.
Right.
And everything was on fire. But now, nothing. Crickets.
I know.
It's amazing.
And the reporters just go along with it. They're on the team. They're marching in lockstep and goose step with all these petty tyrants that want to tell you how to live your life. And again, it would be, you know, I'm sorry anybody's dead because of this, and it's unfortunate, but this is not worth destroying the economy. And if you destroy the economy, eventually the society is going to crumble too. And this can't go on. And it's for what? Thanks for the call, Joe. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Howie, how are we doing?
Good.
The last couple of days here, there's been a certain amount of news in the Globe and the Herald about Harvard and returning the money.
Right.
The real story there, the huge story, is that Professor Lieber of the BioLab, have you followed that story at all? Huh?
I have. These internet rumors about him being connected to COVID-19, that's fake news, Charlie. You know that, right?
No, I didn't.
It is.
But I know that the Chinese they arrested at Logan Airport had 26 vials on him.
Well, I'm positive it wasn't COVID-19. The story with Lieber is he was getting millions of dollars, according to the feds, from the Chinese, and he wasn't reporting it. And again, this is the irony is Harvard is their professors, this guy Lieber, he was like, I think he was the head of the chemistry department or very high up. He was a fully tenured professor. And he was taking all kinds of money under the table from the Chinese. Didn't one of the Chinese escape? They got one of them, and the other one escaped. Charles Lieber. And again, he's a weird cat. He lives in Lexington. Lexington used to be the home of the Minutemen, and now it's the home of all these leftists. You know, like Jonathan Gruber. The guy who got rich off of Obamacare and talked about how they hoodwinked the American people, Noam Chomsky, the leftist professor. He lived in Lexington as well. And this guy Lieber lives in Lexington, and he grows giant pumpkins. That's his thing. That's his hobby. Some people like to grow giant cucumbers. Lieber, when he's not hobnobbing with a red Chinese spies, he grows giant pumpkins. I wonder if he'll be growing giant pumpkins when he's in custody of the Bureau of Prisons. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say a few things. I really think the media has become a weapon, and the weapon's pointed in the wrong direction. Because if anybody has anything to say about what's going on, it's we the people. We the people pay the bills for the government. The government doesn't make money. And we need to stay focused on what Trump said. Trump said the WHO didn't do their job, and he's right. Don't let anybody change the table and switch the conversation to anything different, because that's where this comes down to, is the WHO and Bill Gates. Because if China would have acted like they should have, like responsible adults, 6 days ahead of time than they did, 95% of the lives lost during all this, 95% of it.
I know it would have been a regional thing, why do we know it could be a regional thing? Because when the outbreak was noted by the Chinese authorities, they stopped domestic flights out of Wuhan province. That's a big province in China. It's, you know, 20-30 million people. It's like a California type of or Texas type of province. But they stopped all flights, domestic flights, out of Wuhan, and they haven't had a terrible outbreak in any other parts of China. But they let the international flights go out of the Wuhan airport, and they went to Italy, and they went to the United States and Japan. And now all the developed countries, first world countries, have this problem. And it wasn't, you're right, it wasn't necessary. It could have been avoided. And the mainstream media doesn't want to deal with that reality. They just want to blame Trump, even though Trump was the first one to realize it was a problem, and that's why he cut off flights from China. While people like Pelosi, Marie Antoinette Pelosi, and Warren Wilhelm Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, were telling people to go down to Chinatown, their respective Chinatowns. And de Blasio was telling people as late as last month to go to movies. And he kept the subways open. The subways. Thanks for the call, Alan. Stan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stan.
Hey, Howie. I appreciate all you and your crew does. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Howie, I just got to say, you know, I love you guys, but I've been talking to Republicans and Democrats. I live up here in northern Maine, and I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter what party you're with. People up here are just damn sick and tired of being cooped up and going by the rules and regulations that are friggin' tied up with, like, New York. You know, we don't need to have that kind of crap up here.
I can't agree with you anymore, Stan. That, you know, that's the way everybody across the country feels, I think. I think everybody's fed up with this. Is anybody sick in Aroostook County?
Well, we had two in Holton, and I swear to God that one of them came up from Massachusetts and got somebody else sick. Yeah. I'm sorry, but okay.
I know. We get blamed for everything. And in most cases, we deserve to be blamed for it, Stan. You got a great down east accent. You don't hear that accent much anymore, but please call back again. I love hearing that accent, and thanks for calling, and thanks for listening to the show. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Camp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I was there, and I watched you ask her.
Not you. You were there. You, if you're there, I never forget. You were.
I wasn't there.
You were not.
No, sir.
Yeah, I didn't think you were there. Okay.
Mr. President, I know that you continue to say you absolutely.
Okay, hold it 1 second. Any other questions from any other people? Okay, thank you very much, everybody.
Supposedly, they tried to move the CNN out of the front row in the press today and move somebody else in there. I don't know. There was just a couple of tweets about that as well. Since we won't be back on the air live until Monday, I want to let Newark Mayor Ross Baraka announce Be Still Mondays. So until we come back at 3 o'clock, I guess you can be still. But here's what Ross Baraka said yesterday about the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. Cut 17.
I told people that on Mondays, we're sending out letters now, and on Mondays, we're going to shut the entire city down. Every Monday. We're gonna test this out on Mondays. All of us stay still. Be still. So, you know, it's an old Negro spiritual. God is trying to tell you something. Everybody be still. We want everybody to be still on Mondays. We call it Be Still Mondays, right? Be Still Mondays, right? We're going to be still. We're going to ask the businesses to shut down. Because I know somebody from the state is watching this. We're going to ask the businesses to shut down. We're not forcing them to. I'm not signing an executive order. We asking all these businesses to shut down.
Be still. That was a couple of weeks ago, actually. So I didn't hear any more about it. I don't know how still Newark has been the last couple of Mondays. Mario, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mario. Oh, he's unscreened. Okay, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. So let's have Pelosi making up stuff. This again, Pelosi. She's not doing. She needs to have a Lysol Lysol intervention for that podium that she rubs snot on. But she's very worried about Trump. Cut 10.
Speaking of Mitch, what's gotten into him? Well, it's an indication. The president is asking people to inject Lysol into their lungs. And Mitch is
into
saying
into their lungs.
That,
think about that.
States
lungs.
Should go bankrupt.
When was the last time you heard about anyone having anything injected into their lungs? Think about that. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And again, this is your probably your last chance to get the t-shirt, the powder blue t-shirt. We got it in small, large, and extra large. Those are the only sizes we've got. But go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. Buy American, support America. Have a good weekend. I'm Howie Carr. Here's how it works with